Our next guest has never heard of ZZ Top, but his father likely has. He's probably the number one player in the state in 2019. We don't want to put the onus on him, but that's what everybody's saying. Pierce Quick joins us from Hewitt Trustful. Pierce, Griff, and Pat Smith here. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Have you ever heard of ZZ Top?
I have not.
Your dad does not play ZZ Top in his truck. Are you kidding me?
He does not.
Wow.
Pierce, you got to check out ZZ Top.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. How are you? You doing good?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Yeah, I guess so. You got offers coming up like 15 a day. Who would not be doing good in your shoes? What is that like? It's got to be overwhelming.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's incredible. It's a dream come true. I've been, you know, dreaming about this day since I was 5 years old, and for it to all start coming, it's just incredible.
Now, does your dad bring in, like, bags? Like, he has to go down to the Trustful post office and get one of those big mail bags and, like, come into the den, and he just, like, unloads just volumes of letters and potential commitment things from all these schools to you? Is that what it's going through every day for you?
No, sir. Honestly, it's a lot less than what you'd think. I probably only get about 2 letters a day, if even that, maybe 1.
Really?
Yes, sir. It's not as much as like you would really think it would be.
Is it because they don't use letters as much, or?
Well, I think for like the underclassmen, they don't really send in as many.
Hmm.
Like for the underclassmen, it's mostly just like questionnaires and stuff like that, less handwritten stuff.
Well, Pierce, I know you had a very busy spring. I mean, it was like you were on a tour. I mean, every weekend you were, and I say that in a positive way, not, you know, being ugly about it, but it's a compliment to you. So tell us about your spring and all the places that you went, and following you on social media, I know that you had a great time everywhere you went, and you told us before you wanted to experience the whole atmosphere that this process is going to afford you. Kind of take us through the spring and some of the places you went and how you like some of these locations.
Yes, sir. Well, my first stop was at Auburn, and I mean, it was beautiful. Growing up an Alabama fan, like, I never thought I'd like it as much as I did. I mean, I loved it. It was one of the most beautiful campuses I've ever seen. And all the coaches were great. And, you know, they were my first Power 5 offer, so that was incredible. And then the second stop that I made was at Alabama the next weekend, and I had been there a lot of times before, but, I mean, every time I go there, it just gets better and better. I mean, it's one of the best campuses in the country, it's got the nicest facilities. I mean, it's got everything. And then my third stop after that was Clemson, and Clemson's facilities are the best in the country. Like, I mean, they've got a slide. I mean, like, it's like just a circus in there.
Did you go down the slide?
Yes, sir, I did go down the slide. And that thing is fast.
Did you take a nap in the nap room?
I did not have time to take a nap, but it looked pretty comfortable. I wish I could have got my hair cut in there too.
Was it just overwhelming? It sounds so different than everybody else's stuff.
No, it is ridiculous. It's got a bowling alley.
Does it really? Wow, I didn't know
that. It's got a bowling alley, like a legit bowling alley. It keeps score and everything.
How about miniature golf course? No miniature golf course?
Oh, it does have a golf inside. That's a simulator, and then outside it has a miniature golf course and a basketball court.
That is unreal. Okay,
it is. I mean, it
was there a certain school that you went to that you might have had a preconceived notion of the campus? Maybe I'm not talking about the team. I'm talking about just the overall surroundings that you might have had a preconceived notion, and then you left there going, "Wow, that place is a lot nicer than I had originally given them credit for."
I would have to say LSU. I mean, like, when I went to LSU, I didn't really know much about it, but, I was just expecting, you know, like, a normal campus, a normal facility. But, I mean, Baton Rouge is ridiculous. I mean, like, it was one of the nicest places I went to. I mean, there's just, like, huge houses everywhere back there. I mean, it was beautiful.
Pierce Quick, our guest here with Husky Fast. So, what will you – and it's got to be mind-boggling balancing all this – and you've got time. So do you even think about committing? Are people putting the pressure on you to commit yet, or what's the deal?
I mean, like, I haven't had any pressure on me yet, but, I mean, it could be a lot sooner than what people think if I know exactly where I'm going.
Hmm. Interesting. What about your relationship with Brent Key at Alabama? Because I know Brent Key, being a former Hewitt Trustful guy himself, how has that relationship grown with his recruitment of you down in Alabama?
Well, me and him probably have the best relationship than any other coach. Just because of he's been recruiting me since last summer. He was honestly like one of the first schools, even before Jacksonville State had offered me, he was recruiting me, which, I mean, that was a big deal. Like, even when I wasn't as big and as good as I am now, he was recruiting me. So that will always mean a lot. And, I mean, like, we just talk every week. I mean, and we've been talking since then, so.
What is it that you get along with him about besides the fact, like Pat said, he's from there?
I mean, he's just a great guy, has a great personality. He's and fun. He's just a fun guy to be around, and he's a great coach. And, I mean, he did graduate from Trustful, which helps out a little bit. I mean, so we joke around about that all the time.
What about Oregon? I know Mario Cristobal. I assume he was recruiting before he took the job at Oregon, but now he's out in the West Coast. Oregon has offered you. Is that the continued relationship with Coach Cristobal? Is he the one heavily recruiting you for the Ducks?
Yes, sir. He's really the only one recruiting me for the Ducks. And, I mean, we have a great relationship, and I love Coach Cristobal. And he was – him and – I think Coach Key was recruiting me more at Alabama, but he was – you know, he was recruiting me a little bit just because he recruited this area. And so we have a pretty good relationship. And, I mean, and I think that they're going to do good big things at Oregon.
So is there any chance – you would commit this weekend? I'm sure you're going to go to a day game. If that's a fair question, I mean, could you, or is that going to be a moment thing, or will you plan it out? Because I'm sure everybody would take it. I mean, Auburn, LSU, anybody's going to take it. Notre Dame, you know.
Yes, sir. I think it'd just be like a moment thing.
Really? So if you feel it, you're going to say it.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
All right, let me go over this list and tell me if I'm leaving anybody off. These are the current – I know you've gotten plenty of offers, but these are the ones that have, according to my list, have gotten the most interest from you. Bama, Auburn, Georgia, LSU, Oregon, Tennessee, Clemson, Vanderbilt, Duke, North Carolina, UAB, Memphis, Jacksonville State. Am I leaving any big ones out?
Did you say Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt, okay. So you would actually you'd actually think about going to play with Bailey McIlwain again? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so that would be awesome. I'm not even gonna lie.
Bailey McIlwain, the freshman fullback who played at Hewitt Trustful with Pierce. I mean, are you having fun, Pierce? I mean, is this process mind-boggling
really
for you or what?
It really is. I mean, it's one of the best moments of my life, and it's just so much fun meeting so many new people, so many new coaches. I mean, it's just awesome.
What about Notre Dame? I know you went up there and had a good trip too.
I didn't get to go up there. Paul got to go up there.
Oh, you did not
go.
Paul did. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I wanted to go with him, but I had the Under Armour camp that weekend, and it just didn't work out.
Will you go?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So if I'm hearing you right, Pierce, if the moment strikes you, whether it's an upcoming Saturday or it could be 6 weeks from now, it could be a year and a half from now, if the moment hits you, it's kind of like when you, I mean, you're a young guy, but when you meet that significant other, you kind of know that that's you want to spend the rest of your life with. Yeah. So at any point in time, if you feel that, whether it's this year or next year, whatever the time may be, you're ready to make that commitment.
Yes, sir, definitely.
Very good.
What are the chances? Give me the chances it happens Saturday.
Why are you putting so much pressure on him to make a call?
Because he's Pierce Quick. He can handle the pressure.
I mean, I'm not. I don't even really know what I'd say the chances.
Would you say 50-50? Will you give me that?
I'll give you that.
You'll give me 50-50.
Oh, wow. Got a scoop here. 50-50.
What are you making, a smoothie over there while you're talking to us?
No, sir, I'm getting my breakfast.
Oh. All right. Hope it's a big breakfast.
You got Champions Night tonight, right? That's the stadium?
Yes, sir, we got a big night tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to Coach Floyd yesterday, and he was anticipating a big evening there at the stadium.
Final question
That's always fun.
Final question for me is, Pat Smith as good a play-by-play guy as he tells me he is?
Be careful, Pierce, what you say here.
What'd you ask?
Smith as good a play-by-play guy as he says he is?
Oh, yeah, he's great. Best one we've ever had.
There you go. Good answer. Your dad has trained you well. Well, Pierce, listen, we always appreciate your time. This is an interesting process. We cover this all the time. with recruits, and I can tell that you're having a great time going through the process. So the best of luck to you, and I know that when that decision time comes, you will make that decision and for the best of you and your future. So best of luck, and I hope to see you tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Pierce. Good guy. And we have fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
We love to have fun with the recruits and nail them down.